What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome back. All the smoke. Las Vegas run. Jack, it's been a great day. We get to finish off with
a GOAT champion episode. This is a GOAT champion episode.
I'm saying it in just a short time, the accolades. I mean, only 6 years in the game, but two-time MVP, two-time champ, two-time defensive player of the year, NCAA champ. I mean, women basketball, I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than the woman sitting next to us.
I'm trying to tell you, and I'm trying to told you.
You already told me.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Asia Wilson.
Thank
welcome, welcome,
round of
welcome.
Applause, man.
Yeah, long
got
overdue.
Got the champ in the building, man.
We've been trying to lock in with you for a minute. We got your teammate, Kelsey Plum, who was a...
She's so dope.
A huge advocate for you during
fucking this. Love
she
her,
was,
bro.
She was, yeah. She was on your... She was ready to fight some motherfuckers for you. So,
yeah,
Kelsey,
she's dope.
She was down. Your motivation once said that you imagine young black girls watching you play. What type of person do you hope to be, and how do you hope to motivate this next generation that watches you coming behind you?
Yeah, well, first off, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited that we finally got a chance to be
here. To lock in.
But no, when I come to thinking about where do I want my legacy to be, it has to be, okay, yeah, she was good at putting that basketball in the hoop, but she was an even better person. Like, I want to be able to plant those seeds for the next generation to be that tangible role model. I always like to say that because a lot of us have role models. A lot of us have people that we're like, oh my God, yes, love their game, love who they are. But it's very rare that we can come in contact with them. And right. I want to be sure that I'm in those spaces.
Touchable.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like I'm in those rooms for them to be like, oh no, I want to be Asia Wilson, but I want to be better than her. I want to be in those, sitting at those tables that we don't really get invited to.
Right.
And that's what I love. And that's what I really kind of mold my game of just saying, okay, it might be one of those games where I'm exhausted, but there's this young black girl that's out there that watching wants to see me, yes. wants to be out there, and I got to yes. show up for her. So, I yeah, just that. Being there.
Quick question. It's not even on the list, but where did the shorts tuck in come from? Where'd that come in? Because you got the short tuck in. I'm just like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I'm Nike's worst nightmare because I'm always tearing up their uniforms. But no, I wanted to tuck my shorts because I hated shorts touching my knees. I felt like I couldn't run in it. I couldn't do it. Uh-huh. So I just always tuck it. And at this point, people sometimes think it's a play call. I do it so much. I think uh-huh. it's just like an antic that I just uh-huh. do. But yeah, that's kind of what it is. And it's kind of cute, you know?
Definitely. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because, yeah. okay, I thought that was the reason for doing it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we
got to
be
careful
now.
These days
yeah.
insinuating anything.
Yeah, yeah,
now
exactly.
that you said it, you're goddamn
it's
right.
It's
you're goddamn right. Yeah.
Correct.
Listening to you speak, following you, you're a very humble person, but right now I want you to kind of talk your shit. Do you feel like there's anyone in this game that's on your level right now? Because I personally, I mean, there may be a few people close, but I feel like you're kind of in a class of your own right now.
And sometimes you have to break your arm and pat yourself on the back. It ain't dissing nobody else. It's just, facts. You know what I'm saying? You put the work in. Mm-hmm.
Facts. This year, 100%.
God
I felt like
right.
I was in a groove that was like untouchable. It was something that I've never, like, I was so glad I was finally in it because I was like waiting on my moment, you know? Like, you just wait on that feel, like, nah, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I had that, like, her moment, like, nah, this is me, this is what I'm here to do, and no one can stop me. And it's just so funny because I had that great year, and then at the end, it's like that one fourth place MVP vote. And I know I keep bringing it up, but that one vote was the vote that I'm like, oh, bet, I still have more to give. Like, right. I can still come back and play this game that I love and just tear this league
really
up.
Really dominate.
Yeah, because it's like, the minute I felt like, okay, yeah, I'm in a safe space, it's good, we playing, we winning, I'm feeling like I'm good, and it was like, boom, fourth place. And I was like, oh, it's people out here that think I ain't good.
Right.
So then it's like gave me that chip on my shoulder now, and I think that's the exciting part. But yeah, I do kind of feel like I'm on a level.
There you go. I got a chance to play
you
with
deserved
Steph.
It.
Yeah, play against Steph Curry, but play with him. And he, in our game, is a selfless superstar with no ego. A lot of people say you're a similar, for your sport, a superstar, no ego, it's all about the team, it's all about winning. Where does that come from?
Ooh, my parents. My parents are kind of one of those, they're those two people that are like, you know, everybody eats. It's not good. I mean, the top gets lonely because you're up there pretty much by yourself, but you can always bring up others with you. And I think that's kind of how they are. And I knew when we were coming here, when they drafted me in Vegas, I was like, it's going to take a lot of sacrifice. It's going to take a lot of adversity, but where do we want to go? What's the culture we want to build here? And that was just coming with the sacrifice and putting everybody in front of me in that a case where, all right, everybody eats. And that's when I feel the most joy. Like, it's cool when you get a couple, like an MVP, it's cool. But when you get them rings and it's like, nah, we all did this. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the real big moment where I'm like, nah, we really good at this.
Yep. Best memories of the 2023 championship. Y'all have a little of my 2007 Warriors team in y'all. Y'all get turned up.
Y'all was cracking. Drinking, cigars.
Who partied the hardest?
May have been some other shit we didn't know about, but we went to.
Man. Like,
I'm taking bets. Yeah. I know who partied the hardest.
Who you think partied the hardest?
Kelsey. You and Kelsey.
He's like, go ahead,
y'all the only ones up there with bottles.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like this championship, we equally were totally.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we was like, that. Nah, this the one. We got to let it
right,
loose.
Yeah.
And I felt like we, yeah, last year was kind of, I was on the slippery slope last year. But this year, everybody was toe up. Like, everybody. But I would say the highlight of this year, I just would have to be like, it was after game three. And we just lost to New York. And we were like, man, like, Chelsea's going down. We getting a call. Kia might not play.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's like, what the fuck? Can I cuss on here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, it was like, what the fuck? And we were just all in this, like, hospitality suite. And we were just, like, playing board games. We were just looking around like, how the hell are we about to do this shit? Mm-hmm. And I think that was just a great memory for us because we could have, like, threw
folded
in the towel then.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We could have said,
y'all,
you know what?
Every reason to
yeah,
throw in the
like,
towel.
It was like, man, we just came up here just to be up here to see the lights. Like, we just need to go ahead and pack it up. But I felt like we got in so tight then. Mm-hmm. That was like, from that moment, I was like, nah, we leaving here with something. Like Denzel said, we leaving here with something. Like right. we not going to just come up here empty-handed. Right. And I think that was my favorite moment, was just kicking it with my teammates in a space where you would think that we would crumble, but we really came together the most.
Not stronger.
Yeah.
And those are the moments, too. Obviously, you got a lot of basketball ahead of you, but those are the moments when you're done. It's not so much the games.
Right.
It's those moments that you remember. We talk about like the bus rides, the flights, gathering after a tough loss or kicking it after a great win. Mm-hmm. Like those are the moments that sit back in your mind like, that's what I miss.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
The wonderful, she's a good friend of ours, Candace Parker was on your team, but she got hurt.
Yeah.
And but it says a lot about her, the player she is and everything she accomplished. She was your biggest cheerleader.
100%.
Can you talk about the impact she made without being on the court to y'all team?
Yes. I mean, when you're talking about a GOAT, Candace is my GOAT and forever be it. And it was just truly amazing to be her teammate. And I didn't even want to fangirl because I'm like, all right, you my teammate now. We in the locker room together. Like, we're good. But it was just like 13-year-old Asia, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you were my screensaver. I went to Tennessee to see your jersey retirement. Like, and now you're feeding me information. Like, now you're telling me how I could continue to grow this game. And it's funny because when she all started figuring it out, I texted her, I was like, you know we could take this league over, right? And she was like, all right, let's see. So it's just really cool. Like, and just to have her constantly there in our ear, always talking. The way she sees the game is incredible. Like, I'm like, Candace, no wonder you're the GOAT, because what? Like, that didn't even make sense. Like, but like, just having her constantly in the timeout. So she really was talking to me in New York a lot, like me individually, was moments where I'm like, nah, this is real. Like, it was like really that sisterhood. And every single day she was there. And we really appreciate her for doing that.
That's dope. Real quick, what you wearing? I ain't seen them.
You know, Nike.
Them is cold. You got to win championships to get them?
Low key, you know, it's a little pink and green action.
Them
for my
shit's hard. Yeah.
Pink and green, AKA?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of shoes, this is one of the dumbest questions when people talk about it. There's no way you shouldn't have a signature shoe. Even the Kang himself said that you should have a signature shoe and it's on the way.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
And is it on the way?
It looked like she got it on.
I feel like, just in my spirit, I feel like there's something in the works.
We're going to manifest it.
We're going to manifest that and put it in the earth. But obviously, I would love a shoe. I would love to
it more in the WNBA than you.
I appreciate that. But, you know, work's never done. Yeah. We got to continue to grow. Shatter through this glass ceiling. But I'm never going to let up. Never going to always have an opportunity to get better. But, yeah, hopefully one day I could be wearing my own shoe. Next person could be wearing them. And the next one. And we can grow from
there. My daughter's playing basketball. She'll definitely going to have them on.
But can boys wear them?
Of course. Okay. Come on. Now, yeah, it's going to be a shoe for everybody.
That's me. Two questions. What is it like having Bron speak about you so highly, and do you have a relationship with him?
Yeah. Bron's my dog. Obviously, we don't talk every single day. We're not besties.
Right.
But, like, realistically, like, that's my dog, and I always appreciate him, because if anyone has a voice in this world right now,
he does.
It's LeBron James.
Right. Okay.
And when you're talking about being in those rooms and being in those spaces, the number one person is probably LeBron that can be in those spaces. Mm-hmm. So we always joke that, you know, we get hit with a lot of stuff on Twitter, a lot of trolls, a lot of that. But it's pretty cool to say, like, when I go click on your bio and you're like, oh, King James fan, I'm like, how are you bashing me when the guy that you idolize is, like, really cool with me?
One of your biggest fans.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that mutual respect that's just like, like, I appreciate you for doing that. And he doesn't have to, but he does. And so it's always all love when it comes that way. And
that's
it's
one
just
thing
exciting.
I love about him.
Game-recognized game.
He's super transparent.
A lot of love. I went to the game last night, and I was texting these dudes. I was like, LeBron is such a showman because, like, whether he has a ball in his hands or during free throws, he's over there talking to the crowd, riling them up. And I'm like, this shit is dope, bro. Like, I just love what he brings to it. But anyway, born and raised in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Family is very important to you, specifically your late grandmother. Speak to her importance and how important family is to you and your upbringing.
Yeah, I'm a family girl through and through, hence why I really couldn't leave South Carolina for college. Because they are just my stepping stone. They're my foundation and everything. And my grandmother was someone that helped me build my confidence. And she was able to pull Asia away from the uniform. And I think that's the beautiful thing about it. She allowed me to be Asia, not Asia Wilson. And it gave me that healthy balance of growing up in a crazy world and just being myself. So I love them. They're my heart, my spine, my rib, all in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your pops entered college the same year the first black student athlete enrolled in South Carolina. What types of stories does he tell you about his college experience?
Insane stories that it's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around, but also being in South Carolina, I'm like,
I get it
100%. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're not going to let you do that. Mm-hmm. But just the different stories of just how he had to continue to break barriers just to be able to play the game that he loves. But I also enjoy the fact that he can now watch the seeds that he planted flourish through me.
Right.
And I always joke, I'm like, and everybody has a statue. It's kind of like they either dead or they knocking on the door.
Not while they living.
Right. And so for me to have a statue now and my parents go by there, I mean, every single day, they're like, oh my God.
My baby. Yeah,
it's like, this is her. Like, wow. It's pretty cool to see that, like, yes, he went through all those things. And yes, it was hard. He probably segregated his high school, I feel like. But it's like now you get to see your daughter
reap the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Do that. And mm-hmm. right there just kind of seals my deal.
I love it. You do a lot of work in the social justice space. What type of impact are you hoping to make?
Man, change doesn't happen overnight. But at the end of the day, just making everyone, just being respectful for all. I feel like that's the biggest thing, is just being respectful and kind to one another and understanding that we're not here on this earth for long, but we can make a difference no matter who we are, no matter greats like you guys or me still in it. Anyone can make a difference, and that's kind of what I continue want to push forward. And any young, black, brown, white, doesn't even matter. Like, everyone has a chance to be able to be great in what they do and to help another person. So I just try to sprinkle that on everything.
That's right.
Don't be a homer on this one. Give me a real ass answer.
All right, come on.
Better hoop state, North Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Ah.
Duh. Jermaine O'Neal say the same thing.
You thought I was about to say.
But is it real, though?
It is real.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Don't do that. I mean, North Carolina may have the numbers. Okay, cool.
I'm just asking.
But when we're thinking about, like, real basketball.
Prospects.
Come on now.
Y'all
South
Cat
got it.
Is that where Tigger was at before he went to Chicago?
Yep. Him and J.O.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See?
Your biggest basketball influence growing up, whether it be male or female?
Ooh, biggest basketball influence. See, I really didn't like basketball growing up.
Really?
I didn't like to sweat.
What?
I hate, and
like
I still
a,
hate
Were you
sweat.
Like a girly girl?
What? Am I? Yes.
You still, because she still has to play basketball, I can tell.
I hated basketball with a passion, like everything with it. I hated the color of the basketball. I hated everything. I was like, this sport is disgusting. But I love the guys that played it. You know, like I was just like, oh, wait, they're kind of cute. But playing it, absolutely not. But my father obviously played it, and he was like, you better do something. Like, he was kind of like, I didn't birth you for you to just sit here. So I was like, all right, let me try it. So after when I started getting involved, I was a huge Blake Griffin fan. I just don't know what it was.
Yeah,
just,
Lob City.
I was a big Blake Griffin fan. I guess the fancy part of it. Obviously Kobe, LeBron, like mm-hmm. all of them. And then I met Dawn Staley. And obviously Candace was my growing up, and Lisa Leslie, even though I didn't get a chance to see Lisa play. But then I met Dawn. And she influenced my whole career. And it was like on something that I was like, no, this woman has really changed my life. And that right there was all the inspiration, all the influence I need to be me. Dawn. And yeah, she killed it.
That's what's up.
Dawn is the GOAT.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
is the GOAT.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep tight stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of 2, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was there ever a doubt in your mind that you were not going to South Carolina?
Yes.
What other school were you thinking about pulling up to?
I really wanted to go to the University of Chapel Hill.
Oh.
Hold up. How are you going to answer
because
that?
Because the boys were cute.
Okay.
It wasn't even for the hoop game.
It wasn't even because of the hoop. Okay.
It was for the guys.
All right, my bad.
Hello. What? Oh, y'all thought I was talking about basketball? Yeah. Absolutely not. Right? What? Yeah, I was about to sign that dotted line on my official visit because I was like, oh, yeah. See me here. What?
Not to say that's who you was crushing on, but who was what kind of team was there at that time?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But I just knew when I got to that campus.
It was popping.
That's all I saw. And I was like, yeah, this me. This right up my alley. But, yeah, that was the only time. But I remember when I had to call the coaches to say I wasn't coming. My mom was like, well, if you don't want to go to South Carolina, you're going to have to call Dawn Staley, a black woman, yourself, and tell her that you're not wanting to be coached by her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, when you put it like that, this basketball thing might be something good. So, yeah, South Carolina was my strong second, and I'm so glad that I
chose it. Best choice. That's dope. Yeah. You were the number one recruit in the nation. Dawn Staley moved you to the bench after your first game. You was pissed off? Or did you deserve it?
I deserved it.
She knew what she was doing, too.
Yeah, I stunk it up my first time. Like, my first collegiate game, it was so bad. Like, it was horrific. So I was like, okay, maybe the bench is for me. Let me try this. Give it a try. And then, yeah, the rest is history at that point.
Do you think that she sent you to the bench to
wake you up
mentally?
She really didn't start getting to me mentally until, like, sophomore, junior year. Okay. She started playing mental games. But, like, I think she knew like that was just going to be the best fit for me. Like
right
I needed time to see the game. Like I couldn't just throw me out there because game was too quick.
It would have killed your confidence probably.
Yeah, I would have never probably been the same player if she would have just let me be out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think she just kind of pulled me because she was like, nah, you just need to see it and then you can kill him.
And
so
look at your ass now.
Right. Right.
So look at you now.
What was it like when you first met her?
Ooh, it was just like, Coach Staley keeps it real. So it was just like honesty. And like she just really felt, she felt like my second mother then. And now she still feels like my second mom now. So like she was in gyms when I wouldn't even play because I was terrible at basketball. But she was there. Like the loyalty she showed, I was like, nah, like I got to, you got something else. Like I want to grow. Yeah. I need to grow. And that you're the best.
That's dope.
Yeah. But
basketball, we know she's a big part of your career and your success. But what did she teach you about life?
Be a pro and be disciplined in everything that you do. Like, don't take anything lightly. Don't take anything off. Like, always be a pro the way you carry yourself because you never know who's looking. But just being in spaces that you feel safe. But never lose yourself. I think that was the biggest thing with her. She let me be me. Like, it'll be days where I would come into her office crying because my boyfriend didn't take me back. And she's like, girl, sit down. Like, take it all off. Like, it's a lot. Yeah. So she just allowed me to be human. And I think you see that also in her when she's in the community, when she's talking and she's tweeting with fans. Like, you never lose sight of just getting into the celebrity vibe, but always staying humble and staying within yourself. Mm-hmm. Something she always taught us.
Mm-hmm. We spoke about it a little bit, but let's touch on it and on its own.
How many people 27, get this?
27 years old.
How many people get this?
And you have your own statue. That, go, just take us through that day.
You go by and clean it off ever?
Yeah.
Put some armor on
it.
You got some dust on my motherfucking forehead.
It was a crazy experience because they told me at graduation, but I thought it was a joke. Like, I was on my phone during graduation. All these cameras pulled up, and I was like, what they got going on? And so that's when the president of the school was like, yeah, we want to give Asia a statue. So I thought it was a joke. I'm starting to laugh, like, whatever. Like, y'all not. Because people always say, oh, they need a statue. So I'm chilling, and then that's when it really hit me. The lady that sculpted me, she did Michael Jordan's as well. Mm. And so I had to go to Chicago.
For the United Center?
Yeah.
All right. Now.
Yeah. And so they came and they measured, like, right.
Right. The name drop.
When she name dropped, when she came to my face, and like, not my face, she came to Chicago, and she literally scaled my whole face, like my teeth. Like, I had like all these things around my face. She was like, yeah, I had to do this for MJ. And I was like, girl, you can't just say that like right. It's nothing.
Nah, she letting you know something.
Right, like, nah, you're in good hands. And then I went and I saw it. I was like, oh my God, my legs are nice. Like, I like this. This is cute. Then finally, I watch a lot of scary movies. So I was like, I hope nobody trying to take me out when I'm up here trying to say my speech. I got nervous there. But no, when I saw it, it was truly amazing. And like, you know, like you said, like, I'm young. And to have something like that, to be immortalized, is crazy.
Salute. Salute.
Number one pick in 2018 for the Aces. Came out to Pat Fryan, 20-8. Do you even have a welcome to the NBA moment? WNBA moment? Because you came out to Pat. Fryan.
I did.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I kind of did. I would have to say my rookie year, I think, was Maya Moore's last year. And it was like Maya, Rebecca Brunson, Sylvia Fowles, Lindsay Bayless, Simone Augustus. So it was like, what? Like, it felt like I was playing against the Monstars. Like, no matter what. I mean, I was good, boy. I was coming off. I don't know what I had the night before. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling good about myself. Boy, Rebecca Brunson got this rebound over me. And I was like, girl, you got it. You don't have to worry about me at all. I don't even think she saw me down there. That was my moment where I was like, oh, no, I'm in the pros. Like, this is real. Like, we're talking about GOATs, like, banners on banners, rings on rings. Mm-hmm. And I'm sharing the court with them. Like, I was just in La La Land, and they're trying to take my head off. So, yeah, that was my moment.
But not only was you sharing the court, you was doing your thing on the court.
Right, I was trying, but whoo.
Yeah, that's dope.
Any vets you learned from early on? Like, who gave you the best advice?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would have to say Sylvia Fowles. Speaking of Syl.
Another GOAT Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Big Syl really took me under her wing, and we were never teammates until the Olympics. And she really just kind of just gave me the ropes and was like, don't lose you. Like, don't lose your sass, your jazz, your screaming after and-ones. Like, never lose that. And that stuck with me. Obviously, I got better and stronger, but like those little tidbits from someone like that, it still goes a long way with me. So, Syl.
Her game is totally different than the person she is. She's so soft-spoken and sweet, bro. But on the court, she's a dog. She's a dog on the court.
Yes.
I love her to death. Are you a shit talker?
I would say I'm petty.
But no, you're just saying you're a woman. Because yeah. All women are petty.
I wouldn't say I'm a shit talker, but like, I don't back down from a lot of things.
Yeah.
I get petty. I don't hit below the belt, but I get petty a little bit.
Yeah. Kelsey Plum said that women cut deeper than men when they trash talk.
Yeah.
More petty.
Yeah.
Way more petty.
Yeah, because like, I feel like we do our research. Like, we know things that you probably don't think we know.
Yeah.
So then I might throw a little jab at you, and I'm like, oh, you didn't know I knew that.
Yeah.
I see.
Women are very, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
You do our
better
research,
detectives.
Like, yeah. Oh,
great like, detectives. Hey. Great
that,
detective.
That guy you call a boyfriend? Yeah, he was with my homegirl last night.
Now, that's messy. But no, that's we messy, do our research.
Yeah. Right. That's
difference.
Messy.
Yeah, that's messy.
I didn't
messy.
Know there was a difference.
We don't need to throw that out.
I didn't know how deep it was.
I know. Then she started thinking, and you'd be like, I don't know, but now I got you thinking.
Yeah,
we're not messy, but yeah.
Hey, that'll do somebody bad. Just say that.
Right.
Like, oh, you didn't know I knew, huh? What she talking about?
Right.
Yeah,
I know. And then walk away. And then she's like, what? So yeah,
that's funny.
Have you had any low points or rough moments in your career so far? And don't lie, because we've been watching.
We've been doing our research.
Yeah.
And
maybe you need to do some research on your research.
No, yeah, I've definitely had my moments where I've just like, especially in the bubble, like we didn't have one outlet, like nothing, like no excursions, no nothing. It was just me and my bed, that's it. And I think that was kind of really hard for me because I love outlets. I love like watching movies or just chilling, talking with my family, my puppies, like all that. And when those were stripped away from me, I was like, whoa, like, I don't know. And everyone was like, okay, well, Asia has to be great because she just won her first MVP. We went to the finals for the first time. It was great. But in actuality, I felt like I was being a people pleaser. And that there tore me up because I was trying to please literally, I always say, like all of my Twitter followers, I try to please them each and every
people that
each,
don't matter.
Right. Everyone, I'm like, okay, what do you need Asia to be? What do you need her to be? And I lost myself. And I was in a very dark place because I'm just trying to be everything that people wanted me to be. And that's when I was just like, you know what? I'm done. I don't give a fuck about nobody. I need to focus on myself and go from there. And ever since then, I've been extremely well, just like, mentally, and just approach the way I approach things. It's like, I'm doing this for me because I love it, and that's my sole purpose, not to please anyone else. And that there kind of just kind of flipped the script.
You look so happy right now.
Thank you.
You look happy.
Thanks.
Good thing. It's a glow. The women's game has grown so much in the past few years. What is one or two things you feel like it needs to happen for it to continue to grow and reach its potential?
Ooh.
That money.
I was about to say.
Run that bag up.
Bank account.
What are you talking about? Run that bag up.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the salary. We could sit here and talk about that all day. And that's just between the economy and society. That's as a whole. But when I'm thinking about just diving a little bit deeper, it would have to be storytelling. I think that's the biggest thing, is getting deeper than the WNBA player you see on the screen. Getting more into the lives of how we navigate this and I'm lucky and I'm blessed. Shout out to my agent, Jade.
What up, Jade? We see you. On
I don't have to go overseas. You know, I don't have to play overseas. I can stay here and kind of get the grinded out here. But those young ladies that have to go overseas to play that and kind of getting lost in the sauce and forgotten about, how can we tell their stories so they don't have to do that? And I think that is so key of where now, you know, we have people that's broadcasting it more and tweeting it more and seeing people can see the imbalance. But that comes from storytelling and allowing, you know, me to be on you guys' podcast is always a great thing. So I think that's the biggest thing I want to see, is just more storytelling, more pushing faces out there that look like the audience and giving them different views of that.
Your teammate Kelsey came on the show and said, don't come to our game to support. Come to our game and watch and enjoy. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. Because our biggest thing is like, you know, we're not anyone's charity case. You know,
right. Y'all hoopers too.
Like, I don't need anyone to be like, all right, I made it to the game, here you go. Like, I don't need that validation. Like, right. I put tons and tons of work in. Come see us hoops. Come see the entertainment, the show that we're putting on. Like, that is the fun. Like, I don't need you to be like, let me wear this orange hoodie. Like, cool.
Right.
Great.
Right.
I'm not a fan of orange, but hey, you go ahead and rock it. But like, it's kind of like, I feel like we sometimes get that feel from a lot of people. And it's like, you could just leave that at home.
Yeah.
I'd rather you just be straight up and be like, I don't really rock with y'all because y'all can't dunk. Cool. See ya. Mm-hmm. Move along. We can have somebody else sit there. So
he not watching basketball if he say y'all can't dunk. What are you watching?
I came to a game last year, my first game here. and I was with you on the baseline, and I was not surprised, but it was rocking in that motherfucker. Yeah. You guys are playing the Liberty too. Yeah. It was rocking, and I'm just like, damn, because I went to some Sparks games, and I felt like it didn't have the energy right. that the Aces games have. Like, you guys have a live ass crowd out
yeah.
here.
Yeah, and that's what people have to kind of give a chance. It's like, not every game's going to be like ours, mm-hmm. but just giving it a chance. That's why I tell people to come to our games, because it's like, mm-hmm. all right, we'll set the stage for you. But right. it's been good.
Do you think it's whack that men can bounce after one and y'all have to stay four?
I think it's whack, period, that nobody can go straight out of high school. You can go to war and get your head blown off at 18, but you can't go provide for your family? That's bullshit.
Well, thanks, Asia. Asia, how do you feel?
I had to get that off, Asia. Yeah. It was bubbling. It was bubbling. I got you. I felt like he asked me that. My bad.
I'm in between. I really am in between, because I feel like for us, and our league is just so, I don't want to say so old, but we're very, very, very mature. Mm-hmm. Like, we're very mature.
And the NBA on the flip side is very young.
Young. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can get into there. And also, you have the G League for the NBA. Mm-hmm. So you have leagues that can develop you to get ready for that next level. Mm-hmm. Versus us, we don't have that.
Yeah.
So it's like, when you enter in the league, you got to be ready. Mm-hmm. And especially the way the season goes, it's like March Madness, draft, training camp. Like, we don't have a combine. So we can't. I feel like our way into the league is literally college. And mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes you need, I say at least 2 years, but then I look back at my 2 years in college and I'm like, oh, I would have stayed all four because I need it. So I'm like, but if people feel like they're ready, I would say at least 2 years for us, then we can go. Because okay. then you kind of find yourself in the real world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. One and done is kind of,
What you think about these? This 10th grader and 11th graders, they going up just dunking backwards and all these girls. Like,
insane.
So just imagine what they going to be like in 2-3 years.
Insane. And I, right, they got me over here. I'm like, well, I got to get my game up. Yeah. They might be calling me old head.
They out here talking. They out here taking off. Right. For real.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, with your competitive nature, I was going to say, who do you like to watch outside of your team, but who do you like to compete against? Give me two or three women, like, okay, I can't wait to play, or I love it every time we match up.
Ooh, I mean, obviously Stewie, Brianna Stewart. I feel like we have the league in our palms right now, and I love that for us because we really grew up from like junior USA ball.
Oh,
to
y'all
now.
Been playing against each other for a minute.
Yeah. Stewie. So I would say Stewie, and who else in the league? I'm trying to think now. I would say my best friend's Alicia Gray. She's in Atlanta. I love playing against her because I'm always trying to get out the dub. I'm trying to send her a shot to the concession stand. And she always be coming for my neck, which is crazy. But yeah, those two I just love to compete against.
Dope.
Yeah.
Flip side, the men's game. Who are some guys you like appreciate watching?
I mean, obviously Bron. Like, I mean, the things that he can do, not even at this age, but talking about this age. Incredible.
He doing stuff at this age I couldn't do at 18.
It's insane how his mind works in the game. I mean, I like Giannis too. Giannis is also someone that I'm like, all right, bet you got. It's just dominance. I feel like the dominance of the game that they carry is just it's incredible to watch.
Who is Aisha outside of hoops? Any random hobbies or guilty pleasures?
Oh, who's Aisha? Asia's just a big kid, honestly.
Yeah,
outside
she burned out. I think she burned out just like us.
You
though.
Mentioned your dogs.
I
you
can
have,
tell.
You a dog. You a
she
dog.
Burned out,
you a dog mom.
I know she is. I know she burned out. I can tell she's just like us, dog. Look, she starts shaking her head. Yeah, she she's just like us, dog. Hey, she burned out, dog.
But Jade is over there drinking that truth serum. So Jade over there shaking her head like, yeah, she burned.
I'm weak. Y'all are hilarious. No, you know, I go to church.
Hey, us too.
I go to Bible study
us too.
Every Wednesday.
Not Bible study, but we in the church too.
You know, I chill with my puppies. I really just kind of stay out the way. I love a good movie always.
Give me some, not to cut you off, what are some, you watching these shows right now? What are some of your shows you fucking
I just finished Blacklist. I'm kind of old to it. Yeah, Raymond Reddington,
yes.
I'm locked in. Like, Blacklist if I need anyone to commit any crime for me, I'm calling Raymond,
yeah.
Like, 100%. That's something I just finished. And I love The Office. I'm a little corny girl,
I never
too.
Got into Office.
Ah, see?
They say it's great, though.
It is. It's nice. But yeah, I'm just be chilling, honestly.
Burnt out. One message that you could have for the Las Vegas fans, and this is your solo right here, this upcoming season right here. What is one message you give to your fans for this upcoming season? Besides, you're burnt.
Look for her on a new season.
That'd be dope.
That would be fun. To the Aces fans. Just get ready for the ride. It's going to be exciting. I know everyone's saying three-peat. And we're going to obviously try our best like we do every single year, but it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of high energy. I think we're just starting to get into our groove. It's Olympic year coming up too, so it's going to be a lot of great basketball. So we appreciate you guys. And always, it's love.
Three is different. Who spoke to that, Kobe? Three is different. Like, yep. Two is tough, but they said three is another level.
Yes. I mean, this two is like, I still can't believe it. Like, I just still, it's still, like, surreal to
especially
me.
Especially with
like,
all the injuries. You, like I said, we talked, you guys here with so many injuries in the finals.
Yeah, it was, like, something that I've never, ever, I still can't wrap my head around it. Because I'm like, what? Because even when I see signs or stuff that's like, oh, 2022, and I'm like, damn, we did that shit again. Like,
that's why it makes it so visible for that they can win it again next year, because everything they went through and still won.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just imagine if y'all come back healthy and everybody healthy.
Right, that's the scary part.
Scary.
Top five WNBA players of all time.
And if you don't say,
I'm sorry, I'm
gonna let you answer. I was about to say something.
No, go ahead.
Because you burnt. I just want to see your answer.
He's burnt. He's burnt. I want you to answer.
Yeah, she burnt. I want to see.
He sometimes thinks he's getting interviewed when he's one of the hosts. Forgive him. That's part of his burntness.
Can I say myself?
Yes.
Thank you.
Break your arm. I told you got to break your arm sometimes.
Yeah. I'm a Leo too, so I'm always for myself. I'm main character energy. Yeah. just kidding. Me.
Yes.
Candace.
Yes.
Maya Moore.
T.S. Cole. Two spots.
Diana Taurasi.
He got something to say no matter what your last answer really is.
I'm just trying to see who our last person is.
Yeah, it's a big spot.
Can I get like a...
Give me two more spots.
Okay.
I'm going to make it a little easier.
Sheryl Swoopes.
Mm-hmm.
I got Cynthia Cooper.
Oh, doctor!
Yeah.
I was about to lose my mind.
I was literally between them two.
Y'all said I'm about to lose it over here, spots, bro.
I was like,
just won the first four.
I got you.
Okay,
when y'all said five, I was like, ooh. But yeah, I think that's solid. Yeah.
Collegiate player right now in the women's game, you feel like has a bright future?
Man. I'm going to be obviously biased with my Gamecocks because, duh.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Raven.
Cold.
I feel like Raven, and she's at the I'm not just saying my this girl. Because she's South Carolina. Like, she's at South Carolina.
She's a freshman.
Sophomore. And you're being taught by Dawn Staley at the point guard position.
Don't get better.
Like, I feel like you don't get a better situation than that. And I think her being disrespected in the Final Four last year kind of woke her up in a sense that's like, oh, bet. Like, cool, this is what y'all gonna say.
I was screaming at the TV, shoot that shit, Raven. Damn, shoot that shit.
Yes, but sometimes you need to be brought out like that and be like, nah, let me get my game tight. And I think she's just playing. She's leading her team. She's making the right choices and decisions. That's like, I feel like she's gonna be a star. Like, as years come, like when, and see, this is where the 4-year plan comes in. As she gets older and understand, being in the SEC as well, like, they rough you up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I firmly believe. I'm a fan of her.
Sis, but all these kids that's going in the draft, top 5, top 10 in the last couple of years, she played with these kids in an opposite game and dominated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she definitely has the talent to be one of the stars.
Yeah, and she got the swagger. Like, no back down. She's just a dog. Like, I love that. So, yeah.
Basketball IQ is high, too.
Yes.
How do you feel like Angel Reese's game will transfer to the pros?
I think it's going to transfer pretty fair out because I feel like she has a niche to her. Like, she can rebound. I feel like I've seen her rebound so much that I feel like that's going to be her key when she gets to the league. Now, if she keeps that up, I feel like that's going to be huge. But I think that's what's going to be the separating factor for her, even in college, is how can I get more possessions for myself but also my team? So, obviously, she got years to grow, or a couple years to grow, just to let it translate over. And it's going to be tough and hard because our league is so tough. Like, I can't express that to so many people. Like, we got some dogs at every position, and it's hard coming in being a 4 and a 5. Like, it really is. But I think when I see her play, I'm like, all right, she got a little something to her that's going to be like, okay, she can then translate that over to the pros. Now, if I ain't seen her, I'd be like, I don't know, I'm worried. But to see that side of her, I feel like that's where she's going to shine the brightest.
What kind of damage could you have done in college with the NIL?
What?
Huh?
What?
Talking about Rolls Royce.
What? Chinchilla. I'm showing up to the game.
Like Frank Lucas, huh?
What? With a cane, Hancock to the side. Like, oh no, I'm here. And at the end of the game, if y'all want me to sign something, it's $100 out back.
Talk that hustle.
Like, what? They'll be like, nah, Asia, she, I'm kicking out the dough. Like, what?
Butterfly. I love it.
Yeah,
you
I would
have. Broke the bank.
God knew who to give that to, because what?
Yeah, man.
Question, the mix-up between Angel and Caitlin Clark during the Final Four, it happens all the time in the men's game.
Right.
It happens still a lot in your guys' game, but it was made such a big deal on that stage. What was your guys' take as pros?
I was laughing.
Every day.
It's a part of the
shit
game.
Shit happened every day, B.
I was like, if we're overreacting at this, good Lord.
Crazy.
Where's our game
we
going?
We say worse things to white boys playing basketball when we play.
100%. 100%.
Particularly you.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Particularly me. All NBA players go harder on white boys on the court. That's just how it's always been. Even Larry Bird.
Unwritten.
Larry Bird got guarded by a white guy. He was like, y'all don't have any brothers?
Yeah.
That's what Larry Bird said.
He felt disrespected.
Yeah, he felt disrespected.
I feel like that's like the unwritten Hooper rule. So, no, I was laughing. I was like, it's never that deep.
It's never that deep.
But I guess... And then that's when you can tell when people don't really watch the game. They're just there for the drama and the antics.
They're like,
let me dive into this and give you my comment. I'm like, you have never been in that situation before. But it was funny to me. I loved it. I hated that South Carolina was kicked out. I was a little bummed out about that. But I was like, man, go for it.
It is what it is.
Who's your childhood crush?
I like Will Smith. I was a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air type of girl.
Yeah, that's
so
our
like
guy.
Him, that was like.
Shout out Will.
Yeah,
shout out Wilbur.
Wilbur.
That was it.
Best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice? Nobody cares, work harder.
Yeah. That's real.
I think that was like the kind of gut check that I had. Like, damn, you are so right. No one cares. And that right there is something that I always remember. I tell myself when I'm at the free throw line, I'm like, girl, nobody cares, you're tired. Keep going. So yeah, that's something that I always kind of live by.
One thing you wish you were better at? It doesn't even have to be sports related.
One thing I wish I could be better at? I wish I could sing.
You're the second person that said that.
I wish I could sing. Yeah, I feel like I would just like really be done. Yeah. Like I'm solidified then.
You know, just how somebody coached you in basketball, you can be coached to sing.
I ain't trying to go through
it. Not at this point.
I ain't trying to go
through
it. But
I
disagree, bro. You can.
That's never that serious.
Eddie Murphy did an album. Party all the time. That shit was jamming. But somebody probably schooled him, you know what I'm saying? Gave him a little voice coach.
I'm cool.
I'm cool. Word. Biggest risk you've ever taken?
Biggest risk.
Coming on this show.
Word.
Biggest risk? I feel like I'm a risk taker.
Every day.
Oh, every day. Like, I just try to
life.
Do. Yeah, just life in itself, I feel like, is a big risk. And I'm always, like, down to poke the bear. But yeah, I don't know.
Guilty pleasure.
Ooh, guilty pleasure. I can eat a whole pizza by myself.
Ooh. That tickled you?
Yeah.
It tickled her.
If you could see one guest on All the Smoke, who would it be?
But
you have to help us get your answer on the show.
Someone in your Rolodex.
Don Staley.
Who?
Don Staley. Oh.
Yeah, of course. We love her.
Yes.
Nigga, we come on. Had her on the show already.
Nigga.
Nah, what you doing?
Hold on. Listen.
How you gonna throw me the log?
We had Don Staley remote.
True.
Okay.
Don't listen to none of these people.
Right. Y'all
we had Lil Wayne with Mo. We had Lil Wayne in. Come on, man. Let me do.
Okay,
Don Staley.
Okay, Don.
And she has done a lot since we had her. She signed the biggest contract.
Right.
She demanded Don Staley.
Okay.
I think
my guess is gonna be Don.
Yeah. Tell this nigga yes. Yeah.
No, that's a really good.
That's
one.
What she said.
Yeah, that was really good.
Forgive
one.
My partner.
Yeah. No, forgive him for not knowing what I'm talking about, nigga. I knew what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I think Don would be great.
Don's the shit.
Yeah.
Well, Asia, man, we appreciate I've always been a fan of your game, but I think your energy and spirit are just as amazing as your game. And like you said, you pride yourself on not only being a great basketball player, but a great person. And I think you're doing a great job at accomplishing that. So thank you for your time. Continue to push the league to new heights and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
That's a wrap. Asia Wilson, All the Smoke.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.